Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can never remember the address.
I think it's pitiful. 467 Hickory.
No, is that it? Because
it should be, because I just
for
put
some
that
reason
on all the
I have
news.
A mental block. It's crazy.
If it's not, then we have a problem. Because
it is. It's 467 Hickory Avenue.
Okay.
I hear you pecking back there, but I got you. Anyway, it's starting to do really well, even in the middle of summer, in the dog days of summer, we're doing pretty well. Because people are coming out and giving it a shot.
And they're liking it.
And they're liking it. I mean, Chef Casey Coombe over there, is doing a great job. C-O-O-M-B-E. Coombe. What is that? French? No, Coombe? No, it can't be French. I don't know. But anyway, Casey's doing a great job, and Carlene Marcel is our front-of-the-house manager. And, of course, my phenomenal grade one GM from Katie's is also the GM at Bienvenue. She's multitasking. But things have been good.
You got to try the jambalaya pasta.
Jambalaya pasta. You know, we've all heard of jambalaya pastas before, but Carl Schubert's recipe of a jambalaya pasta is absolutely phenomenal. Unfortunately, Chef Scott here is getting blown away by Chef Carl. He's great. He really is. No, he's good. This dude rocks it out. You know, to the point where it's like when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. When Carl starts talking about food, I listen. You know, and I just interviewed another girl. Her name is Angie Anderson. And what a phenomenal interview that was. I enjoyed talking to her. She's got a ton of experience. And I'm trying to work her into the fold.
Hey, well, I heard that you also
we're trying to hire people.
Yes. Yes,
that's
indeed.
A secret one.
Okay.
There's a secret one out there.
Boy,
anyway,
cat out the back.
We're having a lot of fun at Bienvenue. We're having a lot of fun at Katie's. I was there for lunch today. We're jamming. I was at Francesca for lunch, and we were having a good little lunch there. So,
come
on out
those,
and try the trio of restaurants.
You got those cool, colorful cups back.
I did. We got the cool cups back.
I love those.
Created a stir.
Yeah.
You know what? When I picked them up yesterday, we have the Mardi Gras dates on the back of the cups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Francesca it's a St. Louis-style deli. We're trying to bring St. Louis influence
right into
our New Orleans deli because St. Louis and New Orleans are two cities that are quite alike. We're both on the river. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot alike. And my beautiful, unbelievable wife is from St. Louis, that most people that know me know that now because we've been together for eons. And so I'm trying to impress her by bringing St. Louis tradition. And our Italian sub is just, it's her favorite sandwich in the world. And we've duplicated the Italian sub from all the delis up on the hill in St. Louis. So yeah. She says, my dressing's a little sweet. Yeah. But, I mean, this sandwich has been, a critic said it's the Crosby, Stills, and Nash of sandwiches in New Orleans. How can I change anything about that?
Yeah, that's an impressive
Even
comparison.
Though David Crosby, he's mean.
Well, that's a mean sandwich.
We catered for him one time, and he was like, this sucks. I'm really? Like, dude, what is wrong with you? Everybody loves it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
He was rough. But then you Google him, and it's like everybody says the same thing.
Right.
But anyhow, we're having a lot of fun with it. A lot of fun with it. I was going with the cup. That's ADD boy here.
Yeah.
Going with the cup. I want to get the arch on the back of the cup.
Well,
Francesca, and you put the St. Louis arch on the back of the cup.
Put a little streetcar underneath the arch.
And a little streetcar, and then it could say, you know, the gateway to the West? Mm. The gateway to the great delis or something like that.
Something clever.
You know? So when I get rid of these 5,000
Well, why? You know what? Let's just order another 5,000 right now, and we'll put the arch on.
Yeah,
the
I'm sure somebody'd be really happy about that.
You know,
employees, guys, if you know any great, great line cooks, restaurant managers, whatever, send them my way. I need people that appreciate things.
Yes, and I need some too. Matter of fact,
we need them. You start having multiple restaurants, you find out how hard employees are to get good ones.
Right, right, and then you end up in that situation where you just hire people who come through the door and hope that they work out.
Right,
and then you're just like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's it's a crapshoot, man.
Well,
can I say that on the radio? I forget the last time I was on the radio. I slipped with an S word. You're
Sam?
Not supposed to. It was Sam. Yes.
Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It rhymes with. It. Oops.
Oops.
I think I covered myself pretty well, but you know.
Yeah, that $1,000.
I didn't get in trouble for it.
No, it's.
I didn't get in trouble.
It slipped under the radar. You know what I was going to tell you?
Speaking of great chefs, Duke LeCicero just texted me.
Oh.
Love me some Duke LeCicero. Now.
What's he up to these days?
I like to be in business with Duke LeCicero. He's unbelievable. Yeah. He's opening a new restaurant in Metairie.
And
I have to ask him first if it's okay to talk about this.
Oh. It might be another secret.
It could be. This is a very secretive show.
Mm-hmm. This is a radio show where we tell you nothing at all that that you need to know, and then we just talk about other things that you don't need to know. Except food is something you need to know about.
Food's what you need to know about. And somebody better start calling and talk about restaurants, because I'm about to blow up some of the restaurants I've been to.
Well, I'll tell you. So I'll start off. You had just mentioned Chef Carl.
Yeah.
I went to DTB yeah. last weekend for brunch.
Right.
And it was amazing.
Yeah, man. It's got to be. He's so creative.
The staff was friendly.
Yeah.
The food was great. I had the chicken sandwich because I'm just a fried chicken sandwich kind of guy.
I love fried chicken too. And Carl, I'm telling you, I just enjoy talking to him. I've got to go to DTB. I've got to go.
You do.
Because it's one of the great ones. But just recently, I've been to Lebanon Cafe. Went there for Father's Day.
Oh.
Wow.
Where was it?
It was knocked down. It's on Carrollton, by near the old streetcar barn. It's next to Boule. Is it Boule? It's like a barbecue place next to it.
I don't know.
It's like Oak and near Oak or.
That's where DTB is. It's over in that same area.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on
up
East
down?
Carrollton.
Okay. Well, I've got to go there, but we went to Lebanon Cafe and I was blown away. Really pleasantly surprised, because a friend is always promoting going there. And so we went, and it was absolutely delicious, and we ate everything on the menu. The bill was $87 without liquor.
That's pretty good.
We ate a lot of stuff, three of us. Oh. It was my son and my wife, and I, Connor and Stephanie and I. And then I also, recently we went to Gendusa's Market in Kennertown, Rivertown, in Kenner? Kennertown. Another great one. That's, you know, Troy Gendusa is the owner. I met him. Really good dude. The food was rocking. Or should I say banging.
That's an Italian place, right?
That's an Italian place. Yeah. Italian market. Gendusa's market. And it's the same family that owns Gendusa's French bread.
I wondered that.
Which I use everywhere.
Right.
You know, but it was, the lasagna was second to none. You know, it was better than my lasagna at Katie's.
Really?
Better mind, yeah.
How do we always end up?
Makes me want to work on things when I have something that great. It's just good. Really good.
Well,
deli, I don't think I could do sandwiches any better than what we're doing there.
No.
We stack the corned beef. We cook our own corned beef. We cook our own pastrami. We stack the pastrami. It looks like you're getting a sandwich up in New York for
$13. Huge. Yeah, I mean,
the roast beef is,
yep.
I mean, the roast beef's second to none. And I'm a roast beef guy. Bear's roast beef is so good.
I'm a club guy, and I really like the club. It's just so big, I can't get it in my mouth.
Yeah, I think we need to back off on how much meat, you know, because I'm always, you know, I want people to have a great experience.
No, I don't believe that much meat.
And when they spend $13 on a sandwich, I want them to get a great sandwich.
Right.
So they say, wow, $13. But when they eat it, They're like, wow, I'm taking half of this home. Right. You know, but the burger is ground brisket, and it's good. It's really good.
You sent me pictures of a pizza last night.
That was the Francesca pizza.
I've had that one.
And Francesca is Stephanie's middle name, which is an absolutely beautiful name. So it's Francesca. Stephanie Francesca Perino is her full name. She is from the Hill in St. Louis. So we're getting a lot of, there's a lot of influence of the Hill in St. Louis in this deli.
Well, the food's amazing. I say that all the time. The brunch, actually.
Right.
I've been there 2 weeks in a row for the brunch because of the breakfast in a schooner.
If we ever get our liquor license, it would be really good.
Then you could put champagne inside the schooner with the breakfast.
Yeah, that would be good.
I love that.
Maybe not.
Sausage gravy.
But the sausage gravy's great in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're just waiting on our liquor license patiently.
How long does that kind of thing take?
It normally takes 3 or 4 months. It's been 13 months.
That seems like longer than it should be.
Now we have to do a new lease.
Oh.
Because our lease was transferred from the previous owner to us, so it's a third-party lease. Mm. So now we have to get a new lease.
Right, because you got to get them off.
Right.
And you on.
Yes.
So you just be thankful you don't live in Chicago.
It's been a great experience. Yeah. Hey, guys, it's 260-6368. 260-MENU-6368. Call in if you've had any great restaurant experiences or bad ones.
Yeah.
You can call in for bad ones.
You know, I had a bad experience I'm going to tell you about. I'm not going to name the
restaurant. We can't name the
restaurant. Because that's,
I don't like doing it.
So there's the restaurant that I like. It's a pizza place, mm-hmm. mainly. Mm-hmm. But I really like their...
I know this story.
Spinach artichoke dip.
Yeah. Yes.
And I've been there 4 times. It's been great the first 3, but the last time I went, it was like half full. And normally I get extra bread. So there's extra bread for this dip. So I order the extra bread. I get it. I'm like, it's half there. I have an extra loaf of bread. I tell them about it, and they tell me that's the way it's supposed to be, and they're not going to fix it. And that kind
Amazing.
Of thing frustrates me, because when you tell a restaurant what's wrong,
yeah.
you're giving them a gift by letting them know. And I thought, you know, I'm telling them so they'll know, and they acted like I was – it was just
– It's unbelievable. If someone – absolutely. If someone – comes to me at one of the restaurants and has a complaint about something, I immediately do anything I can to fix it.
Right.
Some things can't be fixed, and some people can't be fixed.
Right.
But I believe the customer is always right, and I will do my very best to fix it. I had some good customers that eat in the restaurant all the time, in the deli all the time. They came in, and they had the beans Monday, and they said they were scorched. And so immediately I was in shock, and I'm like, that's really bad, man. That's really, really bad if you're serving that. I go to the back. I make a little bowl of them. I taste them, and I'm like, these aren't scorched. They weren't scorched at all, and I had everybody in the kitchen taste them. I'm like, is this scorched? Am I missing something? And so I brought another bowl of them out to the table, and I said, guys, I don't think this is scorched. I'm not tasting that at all. None of us. I'm the first one to admit when something's wrong. But can't taste this. And they said, no, it's just missing something. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know what it was missing, but.
You know, some days your taste buds are just off, too.
You know, but they weren't scorched.
They weren't scorched.
Yeah, man, we have Ron, the gourmet waiter. Can always count on my buddy Ron to call in. What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Living the dream, man, living the dream. Glad I didn't go to law school.
Yeah, we were talking about you the other day on the show. Marianne Fitzmaurice and I were both finding out how big sandwich fans we both are, and somehow that conversation ended up going straight over to Katie's and Francesca because the sandwiches are banging.
Banging, man. I like when you use that word. That's the word that's the word that Osterfeld here and I are using on our new show. Mike is also a producer, and we are producing a new What shall we call it? It's called Typically New Orleans.
It's a show about the New Orleans food business.
It's a show about the New Orleans food scene, mm-hmm. food and liquor scene. And yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, speaking of liquor, good luck on that with Francesca. I can't wait. I've got a question for you, though.
Yep.
Tell us, if you would, what the inspiration and what the general theme of your new restaurant is.
Bienvenue.
Yes.
It's a neighborhood restaurant for Harahan. The theme is neighborhood, which means just a bunch of different things. A neighborhood restaurant to me is a restaurant that has something on the menu for everyone. And that's what we're trying to do. It's different from Katie's. We don't have the same equipment in the kitchen to do some of the things we do at Katie's, because I didn't design the kitchen. So I'm going into a kitchen that I didn't design, so it's missing a few things. But it's a restaurant that we're trying to build something that the people of Harahan will love. And it's a neighborhood restaurant for Harahan. That's what it is.
Okay, great. I've been kind of busy lately, so I haven't been listening to the show as much as I normally do. Are you open yet?
Oh, yeah, we're open, man.
Okay, cool. Well, it's going to be hard to get me away from Francesca because that's my new favorite, but I'm going to come over to Bienvenue and try it out.
Thanks, Ron. I got to go to break, okay, brother, but I appreciate you calling.
Congrats the Blues.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Man. Thank you. And we got to go to a little break. We'll be back in a few. Sade.
I can't see anything on this computer.
Old school. Sade, man, back in the 80s.
It's the kind of music you listen to when you're driving fast at night.
Oh, yeah, man. Reminds me of Miami Vice, huh?
Uh-huh.
You guys all out there remember Sade, man? I chose this one. Were you born yet, Michael? 1984?
Yes, I had just recently
born. Just recently.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Sade back in those days, man. It was unbelievable. She was a mega, mega monster hit back in the 80s. And I think she's made a little bit of a comeback, but she just had the most beautiful voice. And that the music was such 80s music. It was great, man.
I was listening to lots of Michael Jackson at that time.
Oh, we were listening to that too. Big time. Thriller came out about that time.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to the 70s stuff in the 80s, so it was like.
The 70s, there's nothing like the 70s, man. It's the greatest music. You started with, like Motown and, then Fleetwood Mac and Led Zeppelin. I mean, there's some great bands. It's 260-6368. If any of you guys want to call in, we'd love to talk to you. But, I want to talk about Duke Le Cicero's new restaurant, because now I've got a lot more information on it. It's going to be at 3401 North Holland, and that's right near Impostado's and Randazzo's King Cake factory, or it's a store, or whatever. But the name of it's going to be Dabs. And I'm really excited about it because anything Duke does is good. And that place has been several restaurants, but this is the one that's going to do really, really well there. And I suggest everybody get out and try it because Duke is, I'm telling you, as good as it gets. Duke had Cafe Giovanni on Decatur Street for 26 years, I believe. And the only reason it's not there anymore is because the whole scene in the quarter has changed. It's gotten tougher and tougher to do anything down in the quarter. And, you can read the newspaper every day and see what the problems are, downtown. And it's a shame. It really is. But Duke had moved to the North Shore for a while, and he was working at Nantini's. He was the chef at Nantini's and was turning that around, and then now he's going to go back into his own venture. He'll be back on the South Shore where we really need him, because Duke on the North Shore just doesn't make sense. Duke's a true New Orleanian, and I think Duke started in this business at Elmwood Plantation, which was a legendary restaurant, obviously, in Elmwood Park until it burned down in the 80s. Mm. But that's where Duke started, I think. I, on the other hand, started at the Sizzler.
I used to love the Sizzler.
I did, too.
The bread that they cook on the grill, where it's, like, soft on one side and cheesy on the other.
It's called Texas Toast.
Yeah, but it's not like the Texas toast you get now. It was really good. It was like...
Well, I can tell you what it was. It was Texas toast.
Well, we didn't put
cheese on it. We used to do steak and langostino. I started there as a dishwasher. And after a few months, I was dishwashing and bussing, and I was bugging the manager. I'm like, dude, I really want to cook. But I'm like 15. This is 41 years ago. I said, I really, really want to cook, man. I can cook steaks. My dad showed me how to cook steaks. I can cook steaks, blah, 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 blah. One night, like, three guys didn't show up. So he yanks me out of the dish room, and he puts me on the grill, and I never looked back.
There you go.
At 15, I was cooking at the Sizzler.
That's where your career started?
Yeah, it's where my career started. My career started then. Bob DeFelice is actually calling me right now, but I can't answer it. Unless all you guys out there want to talk to Bob DeFelice. He is the owner with his brother and sister of... Pascal Minnelli.
Ooh,
Pascal's Minnelli.
Place.
I do too. It's awesome, but they're not open on date night.
Oh.
My wife and I go out on Sunday nights and they're not open, so I never get a chance to go over there. But the DeFelice family is just, they're amazing people. And I suggest everyone go to Pascal's Minnelli. Don't call it Minnelli's, or people call it Minnelli's. It's Minnelli.
Pascal's Minnelli.
Pascal's.
Pascal's. So, back to Duke's new restaurant. What's the menu going to be like? What's he going to have there?
Well, that's a big secret.
Oh.
I think it's going to be casual. He's going to do casual dining. And I'm sure there's going to be quite a bit of an Italian influence.
Okay.
Because he's the finest Italian chef in the city, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to have to eat there then because I'm a big fan of Italian food.
Well... Me too, as long as Duke's cooking it. But there are a couple of other places I like to go. I like Impastato's a whole lot. And I love, you had to press the cough button.
Yeah,
that was good, man.
I missed the first one, but I got the second set. So.
Fausto's is a little one on Veterans that I know I harp on to everyone about, but Fausto's is phenomenal, man. One of the very few restaurants you can get arancini. Stuffed rice balls, man. But they give you one big one, and it's got peas, and it's got sausage and beef in it. Oh, man. The Boreo rice, really good, man.
What was that pasta that I had at Francesca the other day where I thought, this is a... It was like roast beef on top of pasta.
Did you have Yakamain?
No.
We've been doing Yakamain recently.
Is that like roast beef, carrots, gravy on top of
And one day
spaghetti?
Joey used soy sauce with no, he forgot it wasn't low sodium because our purveyor sent the wrong one. He sent regular soy sauce instead of low sodium.
Oh.
And it was like, I said, dude, you don't taste things before you put it on the line. It wasn't good.
Well, that is the key. You have to taste everything that you're putting out.
It's key. That's why chefs are fat.
Right.
And he's
right.
As skinny as a rail. If you met Joey, he's as skinny as a rail. Like, I wasn't real happy about that one.
No, that's not what it was. It's some pasta. It's on your specials menu.
It's on my specials menu, and it had roast beef on it?
Yeah, it was like, maybe it was short ribs or something, braised short rib.
It may have been a braised short rib.
But it's on the specials menu. It's like Thursdays.
At Francesca.
Yeah.
That's
didn't I say French?
That's Daube.
Yeah, that.
We do pasta and Daube every Thursday at Francesca.
That's
very popular. It wasn't popular today. I don't know. We were slow.
Well, in the Midwest, that would be with like mashed potatoes.
But Daube's a big deal in the South. That's a big Italian deal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always known it into a red gravy, but Chef Knuckles at Francesca likes to do. A Creole gravy.
Okay.
Puts carrots in it. It's delicious.
It was good.
People like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I took it home because it was so big. I could only eat half of it, you know.
So for you religious listeners to the Tom Fitzmaurice Show, Duke will be hosting the show tomorrow.
Duke?
Lo Cicero.
Oh, really?
Yes. Duke. The Duke.
Duke.
There's only one Duke in my world. Duke Lo Cicero. Okay, enough for the Duke Fest.
Right. All right. People are going to get the wrong idea.
They're going to get the wrong idea. So, what's up, Michael? How about them Blues?
How about them Blues? No, that's your hockey team, right?
Yes, that's my hockey team. I just got my hat today.
Very exciting.
Any sports fans out there listening to HD2 Radio?
Maybe one or two.
Come on now.
There's lots of sports.
Come on now. No, I'm a big St. Louis Blues fan, and the St. Louis Blues won the NHL Stanley Cup Championship. First time ever. In 52 years of existence.
Wow.
They were the worst team in the National Hockey League in December. The worst. They're the first team ever to go from worst to first.
Really?
Pretty cool.
That's great.
And tonight is the big NBA draft. Now, Osterfeld's not a sports fan.
No, but I know when baseball season starts.
Well, that's a good thing. But it's not baseball. Tonight's basketball.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Where the New Orleans Pelicans, this is good for the restaurant business. We can talk about this because it's good for the restaurant
business.
People
are going to eat.
The Pelicans will have the number one and number four picks in the NBA draft, unless they've traded the fourth away by now. Because they've been talking about that. But, you know, our new general manager has really lit a fire under this club. And New Orleans is all excited about it again. And we're going to get the number one pick in the draft tonight.
So how do you feel about the idea of doing away with the draft and just allowing for free agency?
Where did you hear that stupidity?
On the radio yesterday.
Well, don't listen to everything you hear. That's retarded.
I try to have at least one sports fact. One sports fact that I can throw out there.
Yeah, that was pretty good, but I've never heard that one before.
That was there.
No, the draft is really cool. Gives, you know, that it, I think sport, if you went to all free agency, it would be just, you know, a battle for the richest to get everybody.
Nah, okay.
The rich teams would be able to take everybody, and that just would take away parity in the leagues.
Well, that makes sense. So I learned something.
Athletes eat too.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking about sports, but, you know, they eat food too.
Probably a lot, actually.
And you know what I did like about a month ago? I cooked lunch, dinner at one of the Saints coaches' houses for the whole coaching staff.
Oh.
And I had a blast doing it because I'm fired up about the Saints. I really am. They're going to win the Super Bowl. And look.
Because they were that close.
On the sports radio show I do sometimes, I'm known as Dr. Doom. You never hear me be that positive about anything.
Really?
Very negative about sports. I saw a sports psychiatrist yesterday.
How'd that go?
Guy named Tommy Chrisan.
Is that a serious thing?
It's going to take some time for me to get over it, but, you know.
Wow.
I'm very negative when I watch sports. You know, and nobody ever talks about sports on this show because Tom hates sports.
Oh, I Tom
You'd
and I would get
Tom.
Along.
You love Tom. You would get along greatly. You and my son.
So. Right.
My 18-year-old son hates sports. And I'm a sports freak. I'm an addict.
My father was the same way. Cincinnati Reds fan. Watched him on TV, you know, constantly.
The Big Red Machine.
Yeah. I collected baseball cards because he was and so that, interested in baseball.
We got to go to another break.
Uh-oh.
Time's just flying by, man.
It is.
So you're listening to the Tom Fitzmaurice Show. Guest host Scott Craig with his friend Mike Osterfeld talking all things food. Restaurants, recipes, if anybody needs a recipe, I can blurt one out. And now we're throwing some sports into it. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Oh, we're coming back.
My wife's telling me what to talk about.
She said, we ran out of topic.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
The The Rolling Stones, man, July 14th. The Louisiana Superdome, man. I'm going.
Yes, I saw
that. No way I could miss that, man. I'm going.
Wasn't one of their members, they had to postpone their tour because somebody was sick, didn't they originally?
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
That's right. I didn't know which one of them was sick. I'm just saying.
It was Mick.
I knew that somebody was sick.
But I'm glad they postponed because that's the reason they're coming back and they're going to do a real show instead of doing it at Jazz Fest where you have to watch it from 500 football fields away.
Right, right.
You know.
Well, that's great.
But fortunately, my bride wasn't making me do that because she didn't want to do that either.
It was like Jazz Fest $80
for tickets or something to do that. It's too big. You know, I missed another restaurant that I've been to recently.
What's that?
The finest chef in the city, all-around chef. Duke's the best Italian. But Justin Devilliers opened up Justine. In the old Hurwitz Mintz building. And Steph and I went there for dinner one night. And let me tell you something, baby. Unbelievable.
Really?
He's got Le Petit Grocery and Balise. And Devilliers is phenomenal.
You know, I was at Le Petit Grocery last week. I went there. I had the burger.
Mm-hmm. And it was great. That burger's really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, I ordered the burger when I ate there once. Uh-huh. I'm like, how do you order a hamburger at Le Petit? But it was well worth it, man.
Well, you know, my barber actually is the one who recommended it. So I go to the Magazine Street Barbershop in Caesar.
Right.
Every 4 weeks, cuts my hair like on the schedule. And he's like, you've got to try, because we talk about food, because he goes all over town and eats. So you got to try the burger at Le Petit. And so before
it's unbelievable.
My haircut, I went right in there, got the burger.
So they're open for lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I always go there for dinner. Hey, man, guess who's online?
I heard
Chef
it might be
Duke.
Your favorite chef.
What's up, brother?
Man, how you doing?
Living the dream, man. It's my story, and I'm sticking
to
it.
I heard you just tearing it up and taking names, huh?
Well, I'm trying. You know, I just listen to my wife. I'm a good boy, and everything works out for
me. Yes, ma'am. That works out real well, Scott.
Oh, you got
yes,
to.
That's it.
I'm telling you, man. I tell guys that. I said, you know, Mary, just listen to your wife.
Right.
You know, and
well, you could just say yes, ma'am, and act like you listen.
I really listen to her. So you know, sometimes you know, she's a goddess, man. She put up with me early on. She's the best. You know.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that you're a very happy man. You're blessed, and you're blessed not only having a great wife, but you are the man, brother. You are the man.
I love you, dude. Back at you, man. I can't wait till your new place is open. September 1st, huh?
I'm shooting for that. Let me tell you, it ain't easy. I'm a little bit overwhelmed right now.
Oh, I get it, man. I would say I'd come by and help you out, but I got my hands full.
No, I think you do. I think you need another restaurant, don't you?
I've got two for you.
I'm only doing the third one because I love Patrick Gros.
Yeah, how can you not love that man?
Oh, dude, is he not the best?
My best friend is great. He's incredible. Dude.
I mean,
really is.
And you know, and would you let anybody else do your books?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, man.
Hell no.
He knows what he's doing.
I had a few when they were bad. So, you know, when you get somebody great like he is, you keep them.
Yeah, I mean, for all you restaurant tours out there.
Sir?
Nothing, man. I've just been working a lot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, between Francesca and Katie's and Bienvenue, it's been quite a triangle, you know.
It's been tight, huh? I bet you it has been.
We've been getting a lot of good reviews. All of the restaurants have been getting great reviews. Really happy with that. So.
I ate at Francesca's... about 3 weeks ago, I had that Cuban sandwich. It was killer.
Good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Everything you do, baby, is good. So you don't have to worry about nothing.
Duke, what's your menu going to be like at Dabs?
It's a New Orleans bistro. So, you know, you'll have some of my award-winning dishes on it, the ones that people love. And then I'm going to have New Orleans a little bit of all kind of cuisines, like I did for the Italian, but I'm doing it with New Orleans cuisine. So a little spin on everything, you know, a little touch. We're going to have flights of seafood. So you'll order a flight of food. Let's just say that, not just seafood. You get a flight, and you get a flight of seafood. You're going to have three different types, a little appetizers of different seafood. We're going to do the same thing with protein, meats, play around with it. We're going to be open till 2 o'clock in the morning, serving a really great bar menu. And we're going to be doing bourbon-orientated. It's going to be a lot of bourbons, handcrafted cocktails, of course. Every time you come in there, it's happy hour. A two-ounce drink all the time. That's what we pour in. So the prices are going to be really good. Smaller plates, a lot of appetizers, a lot of small plates. You know, just a little hip little New Orleans joint. That's what it's going to be.
I'm looking forward to that, man, in a big way. That's going to be awesome.
Let me tell you, I just got in here Monday, and I've met 70 people already trying to get this place open. So we're going to shoot for September 1st. I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I'm home, man. This is where I grew up in Metairie.
You're rebranding the whole place, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're redesigning the whole thing. You're tearing it all out. You're gutting it good. Yeah, man.
I'm not working in Metairie. It's not construction. It's just it's like putting, I guess, my little spin on what's going to be. There's going to be some New Orleans murals in it. It's going to be a fun little place, you know. So it's just changing it and getting ready for all my yachts in Metairie.
You know, we actually met when you were working right down the street at the Sheraton. That's where we met. You were a DJ. Yeah, you were a DJ at the Sheraton. And that's where
not the Sheraton. It was called Key Largo.
But it was in the Sheraton, wasn't it?
Well, what it is, it was Lakeway. Yeah, the three big buildings right before you get across the crossway.
Oh, that's I thought it would be right. Right.
I also met you at Bart's. Mm-hmm. And I was the chef finally at Key Largo, but it was one of those things that other things got in the way. So, and then, get into that.
You think?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
That was
anybody
the 1980s.
Knows, 85 to be exact. It was crazy.
Oh, man. I was at Bart's. It was some crazy times, man.
Oh, my God. Yes, Bart's was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy, but I got a
you
lot of experience.
You were bartending at Bart's, weren't you?
I started as a bartender, and I left there as a general manager.
Yes, indeed. I remember it was yesterday. I love Bart's, man.
I worked there for six years, Bart's. Man. That's the last time I actually worked for somebody, because I bought Parkway Tavern in late 1989 when I left Bart's, and then I bought Katie's in 93. You believe I've been at Katie's for 26 years?
Yeah, well, I made 27, and I threw the towel at Giovanni. So.
Hopefully, I won't be throwing the towel at 27.
No, I don't think that's not the problem. You got a good location.
Right.
You got great people. You got it going on, son. You're doing. So proud of you. I mean, you are one of the best.
Thanks, Duke. I appreciate it, man. You know I love you too, dude.
All right, man. Well, I'm gonna be doing a show tomorrow, so everybody hear a little bit more about Dabs, and. I'll see you soon, Scott. We got to go have a cocktail.
See you. Got you. All right, man.
Bye.
Guys, I'm telling you, that's one of the finest people I've ever known. I mean, that is a true New Orleanian, a dear friend that would do anything for me. He's a good dude.
Sounds like a lot of fun, too.
He is. Oh, yeah, man. It was really fun back in the 80s. But I think we got to go to another break.
Should we tell people the phone number before we go on break?
The phone number is 260-6368. Please call in. I get very tired of talking to Osterfeld.
Yeah. I get tired of talking to you, too.
Phone number, once again, 260-6368. We'll be right back. Oh, that's another great one. That must have been the wrong time. I didn't in the right place. You're listening to WWWL 105.3 FM HD2 Radio. Call-in number is 260-6368. And I'm going to dedicate this last hour to the wonderful, beautiful, legendary queen of Creole cuisine, Chef Leah Chase, Miss Leah. She was as special as it gets. 1992, I had to think about this, you know, how long ago it was, but we used to go, when I just owned Parkway, I hadn't opened the restaurant yet, and we would go to Dookie Chase's every Friday with a group of friends, and I got to meet Miss Leah, and I had met Miss Leah when I was a kid, you know, I learned most of all of my pot cooking from Creole ladies in my neighborhood growing up, because I grew up in a real Creole neighborhood, and you know, a lot of my friends were African American and Creole, and you know, I'd always be at their houses, and I'd watch and listen to their moms and grandmothers cook, and that's where I really learned how to pot cook. But this day in 1992, you know, we had been going to Dookie Chase's for some time, and we had met and talked to Miss Leah. She'd come out and talk to us. And I said, gosh, Miss Leah, you know, I would love to be able to spend some time with you in the kitchen one day. And she says, well, come on back. And I told my boys, I said, I'll get home, see you later. And I went back in the kitchen, and I spent a couple of hours with her, and we pot cooked, and we cooked some gumbos and red beans, and she was cooking red beans and white beans, and we just talked about Creole pot cooking, and I cherished that day, because then I got to see her more when she was older, because she'd come to Katie's all the time, and when I opened Francesca, she would come to Francesca at least a couple of times a month and get the red beans, and she just loved our red beans. So,
Did I see a picture of her at Francesca?
I have plenty of pictures with her, and I've got to get them blown up. I'm going to get them blown up and framed. You know, and I said that, and, you know, 5 years ago when I cooked for President Clinton, and I have pictures with President Clinton. Because I do work for James Carville sometimes. He and I are friends, and I cook at it. I've done some parties at his house, and he calls me right in the middle of Jazz Fest that year, and he says, "Hey, Scotty," you know. James is just—he's the best guy, man. I mean, just love the guy, and he's such a hoot to be around. But hey, Scotty, what you doing tomorrow? And I said, I don't know, James, what am I doing tomorrow? I said, am I doing something for you? He says, yeah, can you do a little vegan at the house? And I said, sure. He says, I got a little VIP coming in town. And I said, who's that, James? And he goes, remember President Clinton? And I said, man, are you asking me to cook for the president at your house tomorrow? He goes, yeah, man, can you do something? Can you put a little something together? And I'm like, sure. So we went over to his house, and we cooked some vegan dishes, and wow. And I love President Clinton. I think he's the best president. And I am a no party. I'm not into politics, I'm not all that. And
right,
I just think
neutral.
He was the best. Now we have to go to our first hour break. You're listening to Tom Fitzmaurice Show. Chef Scotty Craig filling in as host with friend Mike Osterfeld. You're listening to WWL 105.3 HD2 FM New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.